Some people brought their travel trailers and whatnot, but I thank you for coming. This is new for us. We thought there would be a lot more hotels and motels and all this around here, but I hope you guys found some places to stay. But I also want to thank everybody that have contributed and helped and prayed for the building of our chapel. And it's been a long time coming. A lot of prayers have been answered. And I put on the CCG a while back, you know, that there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to the building of this chapel. The City of Eagle did everything in their power to make sure that we wouldn't be building what we wanted. And they kept on increasing the price, but we got it done. And where's Bob? Bob's right in front of me. And this is, if you look around, a lot of this is Bob's retirement. You know, he retired and he spent most of his time here being general manager, contractor for the building process. But I thank you guys so much for making that journey with us. I hope it pays off. We've had some interest from local neighbors that have come to some of our services, and they didn't know when we had the little mobile home trailer, they didn't know that it was a church. They absolutely did not know it was a church, and now they know. You know, and our prayers are out for them to have a further outreach to those people that are searching for the truth. Today, our schedule, we're going to have, I put 3 p.m. We're almost on time. Roy and Mary are on their way here. A lot of people probably already know that there's a lot of traffic out there, and this is not normal. Until around 4 o'clock, we should see a lot of traffic, but right now, this isn't normal to see all this kind of traffic. But we're going to have a 3 p.m. Prayer service. Around 5 o'clock, going to have a potato bar and a chili feed. One thing that's different is we don't have the bonfire afterwards. So, you know, like I said, this is all new changes for us, and feedback would be greatly appreciated, you know, because we need to know what we can improve next year. We're also going to have a song service at 6:30, followed by a preaching service by our brother Elder Bob Hedrick. You knew that, right? Yeah, we're good. And before I bring our service, open our service, I would like you to please remember some people right off the bat. Please remember Roy and Mary in your prayers. Roy's having a very difficult time. When he broke both of his knees, he was actually here building, you know, helping build the chapel, and he broke his knees. And he's very fragile on walking. He doesn't have a lot of strength. He was not knowing if he was going to make it here to the reunion, but he's coming, you know, and we prayed about that. So please continue to have Roy and Mary in our prayers. And also Holly Bartlett is has three sick children at this time, and she's also taking care of Becky's mother and having a very difficult time juggling all that. And does anybody, I know we're missing some people. They're probably going to be coming in tomorrow. Val?
I'd like to also mention that if anybody has any songs or any poems or specials, come let me know. I'd be glad to put in somewhere.
So basically, those that know how to sing. But we will open up with the use of number 189, Great and Marvelous, number 189. And when you find your places, would you please stand?
Thank you.
touch is able, would you please kneel with me as I offer an opening prayer?
Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you today, we pray, giving you thanks for this beautiful day that you bestowed upon each and every one of us. Lord, I thank you for the many blessings in our life. Lord, I also pray, giving you thanks so much for the opportunity that you've given our brothers and sisters to arrive here safely, Lord, and to enjoy the beauty of the world that you bestowed upon them. Lord, I pray that you will continue to be those that are still traveling. I pray that you will guide them here safely. Lord, I invite thy spirit to be with us throughout this entire reunion, Lord. And I pray that we will stay in tune with thee. I pray that we will stay in focus. I pray that we will be guided and directed by your loving power. Lord, I also pray that for forgiveness of the things that we fall short of, Lord. And I pray that you will help us overcome those challenges that are set before our lives. Lord, I pray that you continue to be with the ministry to keep them strong and healthy. I pray that you continue to watch over them and keep them safe from all evil and out of harm's way. I pray that you'll continue to be with the family members that they leave behind, that you'll continue to grant them safety and security while they're away. Lord, I thank you once again for the building of our new chapel, Lord. I pray that we will use it in praises to your name, Lord. I pray that you'll continue to keep us strong and healthy. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with all of our brothers and sisters throughout this world. I pray that we'll be able to reach out to others that are seeking the truth, Lord, that you'll grant us the ability to share the gospel, Lord, and to bear witness of the beautiful love and power and mercy that you show us. And Lord, I pray, giving you thanks once again for being our God. And I ask this in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. And we will continue. Did I turn this off? Can you guys hear me? And we will continue with number 312, Higher Ground, number 312. And once again, when you find your places, would you please stand?
Thank you.
Yeah, we were a little worried when we were building the chapel that the acoustics in here would be atrocious, but to me it sounded perfect. Normally, I would have either Roy or I would be doing the service, the first prayer service. And I actually gave Roy a choice if he wanted to do the service today. And at first he said, yeah, I'll be able to do it. And I said, well, I've already talked to Roger, and if you don't feel up to it, we can have Roger do it. And right away he's like, yeah, just have Roger do it. So I contacted Roger and said that it was a go, and I pray that we will continue to invite God's Spirit to be with us, being not only our first reunion, but to have a full group here is amazing, and you can really feel the Spirit. But I pray that we will continue to listen to what our brother Roger has to say, give him your undivided attention. I know everybody has probably a cell phone, but at this time, if you have a cell phone, could you either silence it or put it on vibrate, or better yet, just completely turn it off so we don't be distracted. And with that, I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Bishop Roger Bruner.
Thank you, Rich. Good afternoon. I don't know about you, but to me, this is a joyous occasion. The first reunion in Eagle, Idaho, for the Idaho group, for the Treasure Valley Local. And this has been a long time coming. When I first started coming here, about 19 years ago, I guess, 97 or 98, whenever that was, the Treasure Valley Local was holding services in the chapel of a funeral home about, 2 miles west of here, something like that. Didn't make any difference that it was in a funeral home. It was good services. Roy and Mary weren't satisfied with that. They wanted a church. And if there's any one thing that has gone through these last years that I've been up here, it's been Mary and her church. And now Mary has her church. It's our church, but it's her church to me. To me, that's a super joyous occasion. There's been a lot of things happen that I can remember over the years with this group and these reunions. We started off in Catalo, Idaho. One of the first things I remember up there is Mary standing up in the middle of her sermon and slapping Joel. She swore up and down it was a spider. We never saw it. So the first thing that they did when they had the meeting at the end of the reunion was, the rule was from now on, Mary had to sit at the back of the congregation. And that's where we had it outside in a campground. And I can remember one particular sermon. We stopped right in the middle of the sermon because an eagle flew over. We all stopped and watched the eagle fly by. And then the preacher just took right off where he left off and went right on. But that eagle interrupted that thing for about 3 minutes. Then we got this, then we got the double wide after that. Set right here, only you face this way when you preached. And we went to Donnelly. And there was a lot of good times up at Donnelly. The one thing that I remember the first few times up there was we always managed to have a reunion there when the pollen would hit the pine trees and everything turned yellow. But that didn't hamper the Spirit. But Mary was still talking about a church. So then things got serious around here. And this started, a couple of years ago? Maybe 3 years ago was when they first really started thinking seriously about this. In other words, they first started listening to Mary. Really started listening to Mary. And here we are. So this is a joyous occasion, and it's a joyous occasion to me. The only sad thing about it is they're stuck in traffic out here somewhere, and Mary's not here for the first service for the reunion. There's a lot of things that go into building a church. There's a lot of things that go into it, even the planning of it. He's not kidding when he said there's blood, sweat, and tears go into things like this. As you all know, our church burned up the temple out here in the early 90s, 91, I think it was, 90. I think it opened up in 91. So we had the privilege, I guess you'd say then, of going through not only tearing down what was left, but planning and building a new one. A lot of things went into it. That was a long time ago, for me anyway. A lot of things have changed. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the gospel. And this group is like any other group that's had to go through this process or this walk. They've had the Lord to help them along. And I'm going to start in Proverbs today. For a few thoughts about maybe to get things going, get your mind thinking about what we should be thinking about. I'm going to start with chapter 1, verse 2. It's a purpose of Proverbs: to know wisdom and instruction, and to perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, or their riddles is what that means. Our Bible says that, and actually, the world thinks that that's attractive. But I think I've come to understand that what the world thinks that means and what the Bible says it means is two different things. Especially that wisdom part. You get out in the world and you talk about the word wisdom, and everybody gets an idea of being well-educated and understanding how things work, you know, and getting ahead and making a profit or whatever it is that the world does with that. And they look up to people that become rich and famous because of their business world. But I don't think that's what the Bible means by wisdom. Galatians. The wisdom of the gospel. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the wisdom of the gospel. It's not how much you know that you can recite out of the scriptures. It's not how you can get up here and be flowery or whatever it is you want to do. It's these things here that is the wisdom of the gospel. And we have a beautiful example of that, the result of that, I think, in the Book of Mormon. Fourth book of Nephi. When Jesus Christ came to this continent and taught those people, and they listened, and he explained it, and the Holy Ghost gave them the understanding of what he was talking about, this is the way it turned out. And it came to pass in the 36th year, the people were all converted unto the Lord upon all the face of the land, both Nephites and Lamanites, and there was no contentions and disputations among them, and every man did deal justly one with another. And that's the wisdom of the gospel. I could go on and read. I could read for another up to probably verse 26 in that fourth book of Nephi. to show you the results of the wisdom of the gospel. And when you know it and when you understand it, but when you do it, it works. It really works. In Christ's first sermon, one of the things he brought up was that we were to thirst for righteousness, hunger and thirst for righteousness. And that means that we don't be religious because we have to. We don't get, quote, religious so we can go to heaven. You get right because you want to. And that's your overwhelming desire, is to be right with the Lord, to have the wisdom of the gospel in you. And it works. It really works. Is there good times and bad times? Yep. And I'm going to go back to building this building. Was there good times and bad times? Yep. How many people did you kill, Bob? None. How much sweat did you have, Bob? A lot. But it got done, didn't it? You're not in jail. So it works. I mean, there's the testimony right there. But all the things that they went through here, they got it done. They never took their eye off the goal. They did what they were supposed to. They didn't create a pitch gun battle with officials of Eagle, Colorado, or Eagle, not Eagle, Colorado, Eagle, Idaho. Well, I'm in the wrong state. And they did what they told them to, and they got it done. And they don't have to look over their shoulders to see somebody coming in here and shutting them down because they disobeyed the rules and regulations. Just like Christ says, you know, render under Caesar what is Caesar's, and render under the Lord what's the Lord's. It's that simple. And that's what they did. A lot of people go to church to worship. Well, I think I'm starting to understand that you go to church to learn to worship. And then once you learn what you need to learn in here, and the Lord will teach you what you need to learn to worship him, then you go outside, and that's where the worship starts. By the example you set, by the decisions you make, by the performances you accomplish out in the world. Using everything that's in these scriptures to accomplish that. That's the wisdom. This really honestly is a joyous time for me to be able to attend a reunion service in this building, because I know what their hopes and aspirations have been for years, especially Mary's. She's persistent. So that's what I would like for us to do for the rest of the time we're here, is to have a joyous time in the Lord, but have a joyous time. And use the wisdom that he gives us to do that. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Brother Roger. At this time, I would like to open up our prayer request for brothers and sisters, family members, friends that you feel stand in need of prayer. Mary.
We should put your mom on there too, right? Does she have breast cancer as well?
Yeah. I recently found out that my mom
has breast cancer, and she's right at this time she's refusing to get help for it. So I would ask your prayers that she makes the right decisions in her life. Her name's Renee. Deb Haynes.
We should add Gretchen too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Gretchen Tarpel. And prayers have been answered already because Roy Mary just pulled up.
Oh, could you remember my brother Alvin and his wife Joyce, please?
My sister Crystal and her husband Mike are traveling here with their four kids, and they're very little. And so just that they expect to get in late tonight. And also, if you could remember my dad and my mom, Dahlia, they're here, and they're spiritual.
And I know I'm going to misspell Ferrier.
I've got a couple requests. I got a phone call on my way over here from a woman that we have known for many years up on the Navajo Reservation. Her name is Stella Slinky, and she told me that she has been trying to attend church up there and getting her scriptures, and her husband's taken. He has a problem with that, and so he's left her on her own, and she asked us to pray for her. She was also headed to the hospital. She has some physical things that are, she's got a horrible ear infection and things right now. Also, we have a number of contacts that it seems like week to week we're getting more and more, and just ask your, we'd keep praying that the Lord would call more ministry, because we definitely need more ministry, and that he'd bless the efforts that we have to reach out to all the folks that are searching right now.
Nope. Matt and Tabitha Case in the Springfield, Missouri local.
In the Springfield local? Okay, we won't tell her that I misspelled her name, probably. As we enter into the season of prayer, I'm sure there's other names. And if you feel the need to speak out to the Lord, it would be a wonderful time to do that. And for those that are able, would you please enter into the season of prayer with me? Sisters that feel they'd like to bear witness or share testimony.
We also open up the floor for administration. So at this time, the floor is yours. I'm guessing everybody's hungry. Is there anybody else that would like to share testimony? Well, I think we've spent our time, our time has been well spent. At this time, I'd like to bring our service to a close. Dinner will be following short, is it ready? Almost ready. Right after the service, we will have a potato bar and chili feed, followed by a 6:30 song service and a 7 o'clock preaching service. And we will bring our service to a close with number 344, constantly abiding, number 344. And when you find your places, would you please stand?
Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bring our service to a close, I pray once again, giving you thanks so much for the opportunity that we have to share with our brothers and sisters. I pray, giving you thanks for you allowing us and giving us that opportunity to reach up to you, Lord, to offer prayers for those that stand in need. And Lord, I thank you so much for the wonderful spirit that you pour out abundantly with us, Lord. And I pray that you will continue to pour out your loving spirit amongst us throughout this reunion. And Lord, I pray that we will continue to reach out to you and to listen to your voice, Lord, and to hear what you have to say. Lord, I pray once again, giving you thanks for this beautiful little local building that we have, Lord, that you've given us to come together and meet together oft. And Lord, I pray, giving you thanks for the food that we're about to receive, that it may truly nourish our bodies and give us the energy and strength to make it through this day. I pray, giving you thanks for those that prepared the meal for us. I pray that you will continue to once again be with our brothers and sisters that are still driving at this time, Lord, or flying, that you allow them to arrive here safely, Lord. And I pray, as our speaker prepares for the next service, Lord, I pray that you will touch his heart and open up his mind, Lord. And I ask this in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.